In Burma, known by the government as Myanmar, a week of violence has left dozens of people dead, and the United Nations says the fighting has forced tens of thousands of people from their homes. Many of those individuals are now seeking refuge in camps that are housing victims of fighting from earlier in the year. Regional correspondent Alistair Wanklin reports.
22,000 people are reported to be on the move, homeless many of them, after mobs ransacked mainly Muslim neighbourhoods, burning homes and slaughtering residents. The UN's humanitarian office in Myanmar says about 4,600 homes were destroyed in a week of violence. And on top of similar fighting earlier this year, the total number of displaced people is estimated to be about 100,000. The fighting is described as being between mainly Buddhist ethnic Rakhines and Muslim ethnic Rohingyas, many of whom have lived in Myanmar for generations, but are considered by the government there to be illegal settlers from neighbouring Bangladesh. The UN underscored that the casualties include members of both communities, victims of long-term resentment and retribution. The Myanmar government has acknowledged the destruction of whole neighbourhoods and has sent a minister to inspect the area. The UN said it is distributing emergency food and shelter supplies to some of those left homeless. For Vatican Radio, Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo.